This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's go to Dan in Carteret. Okay, how's it going, Dan?
Gio, when did this condition that you clearly have begin? In high school, college, your professional career?
What's that, being so entertaining and funny and good-looking? Is that the condition you're talking about?
No, certainly not. This condition of lying.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
right
listen,
here.
Listen.
Oh, you want me to
explain.
Read this? You want me to read this back to you?
Can I explain? No, can I explain? Let me talk. Thursday when I called in last week on opening day, before you put me on the air, you're telling the audience I'm still a regular listener of the show, but I'm not a regular caller. Then the next day, Friday, Anthony in Belleville calls in, and you're saying that he's jealous that I called in the day before because him and I have a competition of who's the biggest fan for the show.
Yeah.
That's completely untrue. That's another lie.
Well, that's what Anthony believes.
Then today you're telling the audience that I'm really mad at you because I made a sarcastic post on X and tagged you in it.
Yeah, you can't.
Listen,
Dan, you cannot detect sarcasm on X, and you're calling up. You called the person who wrote the article a mutant. You did a thumbs down emoji. How am I supposed to detect sarcasm in there, Dan?
Because you know me well enough, I'm not rude and disrespectful like a couple of your colleagues are. Okay, I'm just humorous and sarcastic. Al Hughes, Boomer Esiason, rude,
wow.
Disrespectful,
jeez.
Ungrateful,
wow.
Unappreciative.
Holy hell.
What
would you like to say to Boomer about him saying that your life and you know, you and the relationship with the show here is just so dramatic? Like, it's just so
not
much
dramatic.
Drama.
It's not dramatic. Boomer was very ungrateful and disrespectful. I did something generous and tried to show appreciation. Who's the king out of all of you guys that preaches about doing the right thing, showing respect, taking care of people, you know? And I did something genuine, generous to show appreciation, and he treated it like it was garbage and gave it away. Al trashed me on the air. If somebody did that to you guys, you would use your platform to kill that person. I don't have that platform. You show a major level of disrespect, and that's it. Just own it. Own it.
Who are you asking to own it? Boomer?
Boomer and Al should just own it. Their level of disrespect was over the top. Trashing me on three programs, giving away my gifts like I was some jerk off. You guys get gifts from listeners all the time. You accept them. You're appreciative. My gifts got given away by Boomer like they were trash and garbage. Gave away a $200 bottle of scotch and nice Ranger stuff. Al trashed me on three programs. Somebody did that to anyone to use?
What's three programs? Three programs?
Trashed me on the warm-up show, trashed me on the morning show, trashed me on the post-game podcast.
You don't listen. You're not a big listener. You're not a big fan, but that's okay. I mean, like, did you get enough off your chest now? You feel better?
Yeah, I know. I'm so dramatic. I'm so soft.
You are.
It sounds dramatic
to me. I don't know. It's just me.
If somebody trashed you, you would have killed them, Boomer.
Does it sound dramatic?
You would have killed them on the air.
I feel bad that his feelings are hurt, but yes, there's been a lot of drama around us. But drama doesn't mean a bad thing necessarily.
Dan, just hang on for a second. You got it off your chest. We let you go on for a minute, so just shut up for 2 seconds. Al, dramatic?
Sounds dramatic, yeah.
Eddie, you're
good. Yeah, that was so dramatic.
Dramatic? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not a dramatic person, Eddie. So I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a good judge.
You're not a good judge of it, but I think a little bit overly dramatic. That's all.
Okay. Well, that you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. I'm only responding to what you guys said.
So we do have we have great listeners out there, Dan, like you. I'm going to have Al do a poll. Is Dan from Carteret dramatic when he calls into Geo? And we'll see what we'll see what the listeners say out there. Okay.
Going with the views of the listeners is really.
You're one of those listeners, and we're going with your views. Like, you know, talking about the Giants not ever drafting a black quarterback, like trying to intimate something that, you know.
Oh, that was Dan? I thought that was just a regular caller.
That was Dan who said that? Yeah, okay. I'm sorry we didn't tag his name. And we have to do that now. So make sure we tag Dan's name in everything that we do.
Another level of disrespect, our caller.
All right. Hey, I didn't write that. I don't think any of us wrote that. I think AI wrote that.
I know you didn't. Yeah, AI. Let's blame it on AI.
AI writes that stuff now.
Yeah, AI. What is your thoughts on these clowns that are so involved in sports, guys like KFC from Barstool and Portnoy, with their ridiculous takes about the torpedo bats? Don't they get enough clicks and views with their platform? Are they really starving for that much like controversy with views and clicks to put out these stupid videos bashing the Yankees? I mean, are they that desperate with how successful they are?
Hey, Dan, settle down, will you? Will you just settle down?
Very overly sensitive.
Yeah, just settle down.
KFC is hilarious, and Portnoy sees an opportunity, he's going to go for it.
Yeah.
And that's just, you got to understand, that's what they recognize. And, you know, Portnoy, obviously, a Red Sox fan, and KFC a Met fan.
Yeah.
So, listen, they're
rattling the cage.
Yankees are always going to be in their sights.
Exactly. And you should have in my opinion, I mean, you have whatever thoughts you want, but my opinion, you should take the Chris McMonagle point of view where he loved it because he gets the biggest kick out of the baseball world, hating on the Yankees again. And now, like, oh, the big bad Yankees. Like, he just sits back and laughs. That's right. You care so much about us that you got to go crazy about this. If this were the Brewers or the Pirates or somebody else, the Rays, you wouldn't be caring about this. It's just the Yankees.
You know what I think? I think everybody should band together and hate the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they're the ones that are just completely blowing this whole thing out of the water.
Yeah. It's definitely getting to that
point. And their consortium.
And yes, that's worth how much?
Probably about $100 billion.
Yeah, that's a big consortium that's funding that whole operation there. And it worked last year. We'll see if it works this year. You know, and Dan's another one of those guys too, where, you know, he sends this out, doesn't tell me that there's sarcasm attached. He's been butthurt about things in the past recently, and it sounds like the same thing. And then he's telling me it's sarcasm. And then, by the way, in that discussion that I had, I came out and said, I like Dan. I know other people here, maybe not so much. I said, I like Dan. So he comes after me. I'm the guy who said I liked him. And I didn't even say I was mad at him for it. I just thought he was mad at us because he gets mad at everything. And I'm supposed to detect sarcasm there on X. What am I here, huh? You know, you send me this stuff, thumbs down, use the word mutants. I'm thinking you're actually angry.
Yeah, well, it's hard sometimes, the written word, it's hard to understand. Unless you really truly, we don't know Dan. I don't know Dan like you guys do.
I don't know him that well.
So when I see a written thing from him, I got to take it as literal. I can't take it as anything other than that unless he puts like hashtag sarcasm in there.
Yeah, exactly.